This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Tom and Warren on Joy.
Good morning, Tom.
Good morning. Are you still feeling confused? We were trying to explain to Warren how daylight saving works. He couldn't quite get that it's going to be dark in the morning and lighter at the evening. It was hard, wasn't it? I thought a minute there and you're just going to have to get out a piece of paper and pencil and start drawing your little maps, how the sun goes around the earth.
I was going to do that because it's lighter now, isn't it? Compared to when, we normally come in. So next week's going to be darker in the morning.
Correct. So we're going to put our clocks forward. An hour.
Right.
So really, this time next week it'll be 7:30, so we'll be here earlier. So
right.
You miss out on an hour.
But we're still coming in at 6:30.
Well, yeah. Okay, let's not confuse the poor listeners, because it's still early and they're probably trying to brush their teeth.
But we'll be darker.
I like you in the dark. You know that. Yeah. I'm finding this, looking at you first thing in the morning before coffee, is quite, it's very hard. You know, I had a big dinner.
Tom, you were making fun of me before because I wasn't sure if it was going to get lighter or darker.
Oh, yeah.
I just had a moment. But I didn't have a moment like you because a caller has said that the Earth goes around the sun. You must have said the sun goes around the Earth.
I thought the Earth was flat, so I didn't know it went around anything. Yeah. Listen, I'm still on the old-fashioned times, yeah. The Earth is flat. Yeah.
Don't fall off the edge, Tom.
Well, I'm trying.
Stay here.
I'm too lazy to walk anywhere.
Delta Goodrum, she's got a pretty good image, hasn't she? She's pretty wholesome.
Well, you know what? For a 20-something-year-old woman, she wears, like, 90-year-old ladies' dresses really nicely. Like, she does. For a young girl,
do
I'm
you think
sure
she looks she bad? I reckon she looks right.
I think she's gorgeous, but she does dress like in Portmans or Nomi B, you know, where like the pensioners go. Yeah. I'm sure she takes in her mother's, you know, pensioner card and goes, do I get a discount? Well, tell us what poor Delta's been doing.
Well, our main competitor, Kyle Sanderlands.
Oh, Kyle from, yeah.
In Sydney, breakfast, has broken some big news again. And he was playing Delta.
Not that he eats salad for breakfast. That ain't news. Have you seen the picture of it?
No. After playing Delta Goodman, Brian McFadden's 2000.
Oh, the weirdo Irish guy.
Yeah.
That was here.
They had
with the big chin.
Yeah, they had a song together called Almost Here.
I do remember. I think he was here for like one of those idols or we bought him over.
Yeah, well, that's right. Well, anyway,
and him and Delta got it on.
They did, and they had this relationship. They started dating in 2004 after they recorded their duet together, Almost Here, it was called.
Which was, and that went to, like, number 111, didn't it?
It was on Delta's Mistaken Identity album.
Oh, which was a good album.
They got engaged in 2007, so 3 years later, in Bali.
Well, that's where else is a boga meant to go, you know?
But they split 4 years later in 2011. Well,
so we're getting a history lesson on Delta.
So we're getting a history lesson because Kyle revealed that he, and I quote him here, he says, I remember when I'd have them around my house.
Oh, for a key party?
And they were in love.
Oh, okay, yep.
Wait for it. They'd spit in each other's mouth.
They
mouth.
Did not.
They did. That's what he said.
I do not believe that. Delta Goodrum is a good young lady and she would swallow. No, I'm telling you, there's no way she'd be spitting. She's a good girl. Yeah, that's disgusting. People don't spit.
Oh, I don't. Well, some people do it. Then we're not going to judge them for doing it. But why would you do it at someone's house?
Well, have you ever,
have I ever spat at someone?
No,
in
I was going to say, have you ever been to Kyle Sanderland's house? You'd probably spit. I don't know, but I'm just saying. No, that's disgusting, really.
Yeah, they did it. And Jackie, I said, why'd they do it? And he said, for fun, they replied, apparently.
Okay, so
Delta would sit with her mouth open and Brian would spit into her mouth and Delta would spit back into his mouth.
Now we know what to get Delta for Christmas. We're going to get what's that, you know, where you spin around and you play a board game. Let's just buy her a board game. They're a lot of fun. And there's no bodily fluids being swapped. It's safe. You stay on your own side of the table. You throw a dice.
Yeah, but what happens if you don't
twister.
Win? Twister, that might.
Oh, hang on, not. Kylie, shut up.
You enjoy.
We've got a Kylie story to talk about.
What do you reckon of the ABC leadership crisis?
Look, it's scary. It really is. The ABC is the only place other than Joy you could rely on for real news. It's not fake.
Are you an ABC listener or viewer?
I like to say yes, because right. It makes me sound intelligent. But I will be totally
honest.
Your
nose is growing.
Yeah, but I'll be totally honest. No, I love Garden in Australia. That's one of my favourite shows, ABC. Been watching it for a long time. Inside is fantastic.
Yes.
Who do you think you are? I actually like that one. So I do watch ABC.
You do watch. And also, you'd review on Gogglebox, wouldn't you, some of the ABC programs? Or is it just
stuff? We've watched Sean McAuliffe's shows.
Mad as Hell.
And all of those, yeah.
I actually quite like, and don't switch over to ABC Radio, the Radio National, you know, the with all the intelligent stuff on it, Tom.
How dare he say that? I think that's against the law. I'm having a look here in the Joy Charter, and I'm sure it says, do not mention another radio station.
No, I didn't. I said, please don't turn over. You'll get intelligent stuff here. Well, you know how Managing Director Michelle Guthrie, she was sacked last month?
I know. Well, I mean, no one liked her there, did they?
Well,
she used to turn up to every meeting and, you know, bring a coffee if you're going to bring up, you want someone to like you.
The board decided that her leadership was no longer in the best interest of the ABC.
Yeah, but that's also the board member who's best friends with Malcolm Turnbull, who's also on the board of MYOB and on a few boards of other places.
And Chairman Justin Milne followed her out the door a couple of days later.
Wow.
After it emerged that he attempted to get political journalist Emma Alberici sacked because the government complained about her reporting.
Well, this they complained that they didn't like her, but they didn't actually complain that half her article was full of false facts.
Right, okay.
Yeah, so that's not the problem. Here they just said the government doesn't like us, a sacker.
Well, I guess I'm a bit concerned because, you know, this government looks for any excuse to attack the ABC.
Well, not just the ABC. I mean, they don't like the L, they don't like the G, they don't like the G, they don't like the I.
They don't like anything. Well, what's definitely one of the weirdest twists to come out of the ABC leadership crisis, it's been revealed that former chairman Justin Milne wanted to hire pop star Kylie Minogue to sing about the public broadcaster.
Could you imagine how great Kylie could have sung ABC? Yeah, she could have done like the Jackson 5 remake. ABC? Turn it on, ABC?
Yeah. Well, according to a report by Fairfax, Milne wanted to recruit Minogue as part of an advertising campaign. It would have cost around $3 million.
Well, look, I think she's worth every penny. I mean, it would have been at least $1 million to get the shoes here.
Well, she would have received about $750,000, according to reports. But the plan did not go well after the former director, Michelle Guthrie, apparently hit the roof, allegedly, when she found out about it. So she's not a Kylie fan.
Well, thank God they sacked her. Yeah, anyone who doesn't like Kylie. So I don't think that's a bad price, because we were talking about the other day. Let's just say, hypothetically, I won Lotto and I won $2 million.
Yeah.
I'm spending $1 million on a Kylie concert.
Really?
I'm only telling Wayne we won $1 million.
I don't know if Wayne would be
happy.
And I'd
say Kylie turned up for free.
I don't know if you'd be happy.
Oh, we'd love it.
Well, according to sources close to Guthrie, Milne approached the ABC's financial team to cost the Minogue proposal, and Milne's denied this but conceded he had not spoken to Guthrie about the plan, so that's why she might have cracked the shits with him. But Milne also denied the proposal was his to begin with, although he did say he thought, and I quote, an emotional campaign with Kylie singing a song could be cool. I reckon Milne is a secret Kylie fan.
Of course he is. He's Australian. I'm not going to out you as a doubting Minogue here.
I don't dislike Kylie. I don't dislike her. But we've got to balance up the team here, Tom.
Balance it out.
You're on Joy. Every night for 6.5 years, there was this Maltese Shih Tzu cross called Coco.
Yes.
And it curled up next to the bed next to this lady called Shani. So she's had this little pup for 6.5 years.
Oh, how sweet.
But on Friday, Miss Hope was summoned to court by a woman who left Coco with her all those years ago, claiming she was just pet-sitting all this time.
Oh, yeah, could you just mind my dog? I'm going to nick down and get some milk. I'll just be 6.5 years. Don't worry. I mean, you wouldn't even know what the dog looked like when it came back.
No.
I mean, if it was a puppy and...
But not only is she allegedly demanding the return of the dog, also $6,500 in costs. Why would you... Hang on a second.
Isn't Miss Hope sending the bill for 6.5 years worth of fee? And anal gland testings? And I mean,
the owner wants the dog back and the costs of $6,500. I don't get that.
Well, it's probably to do with the cost of the court, do you think?
I don't know. It's maybe it's not the cost of the dog food. But she states in her claim that when she left Coco with Miss Hope in 2012, she wanted to travel overseas with her young son. Right? But she's saying that it was of the understanding that she would get the dog back when she returned from holidays.
Oh, so she went on a holiday with her son for six and a half years.
For 6.5 years.
I think that's called missing persons. And after a few years, it was declared, like, yeah, the dog is yours. Yeah.
Well, Miss Hope said she would never have agreed to pet sit as she becomes too attached too easily, and she would have refused it. And I would have too. Would you? I had a cat that stayed with me for 10 years because someone was renovating a house.
Oh, so you minded a cat?
For 10 years. But I was actually happy to let him go by the end of it because he kept spraying everywhere.
So you sent him back after 10 years?
He finished his house, his renovation, he took the cat back.
So it took him 10 years to build.
Took him 10 years.
He needs more than a new cat.
since this time, Miss Hope has had the council turn up on her doorstep. She said a strange man turned up with a letter of demand to return the dog to a vet surgery.
I thought then, she'd been on then she had a, again.
Then she had a pet detective with two cops turn up.
There's no such thing as a pet detective. That is a movie and it's fake. Yeah.
Two police came with a cage, apparently, wanting to take Coco for a welfare check.
So they're ringing up and making up false claims against poor Miss Hope.
Maybe.
I mean, if you're going to go for Miss Hope, go straight for that. She hadn't washed her hair in a week. I'm on the dog side here. I'm going to say Miss Johnson is way prettier than Miss Hope. I'd go with the pretty people.
In other news, today is a very special day in the calendar. It's October 4th. Mm-hmm. It is International Taco Day. Oh. And there is a reason to head to the Harbour City this weekend. I think it will interest you. Sydney will celebrate a festival dedicated to the Mexican food and something that complements it very well.
Tequila.
Australia's biggest tequila bar with, wait for it, 250 varieties on officer. Not on an officer. The Taco and Tequila Festival will help you get out of your shell, whether you are hard or soft. Have a spectacular day, Tom and Warren.
Thank you. And when you're drinking tequila, always swallow the worm. Let me tell you, it always makes a fun time.
Wake up with Tom and Warren, Thursdays for breakfast on Joy. Tune in to 94.9 in Melbourne. Stream live at joy.org.au or download the Joy app. Available via podcast at joy.org.au, on iTunes or your favourite podcasting platform. Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them.
Thanks for listening to another Joy Podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.